USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A triple shooting at a DeKalb County grocery store in Georgia has left a cashier dead and a deputy and the gunman injured. The incident started when a man walked into a store and refused to put on a mask. 30-year-old Victor Lee Tucker Jr. of Palmetto left the store and returned with a gun. He was arrested crawling out of the store. U.S. Senate Republicans are due to hear details on Tuesday about a bipartisan proposal to revitalize America's infrastructure plan. Members of a bipartisan Senate group will discuss the proposal with Republican senators at their weekly policy lunch. Distance runner Shelby Houlihan was banned from the sport for 4 years after testing positive for an anabolic steroid. Houlihan, who is the current national champion and record holder at both the 1,500-meter and 5,000-meter runs, says on Instagram, a burrito she ate from a Mexican food truck is the culprit. USA Radio News.
UFOs are back in the news, and even the military can't explain these strange UFOs intercepting our ships and planes. Are they a sign of something real, dangerous, or even biblical? Now, Rob Schmidt takes a look at the biggest mystery of our time. Rob's special series, UFOs, Are They Really Here?, airs all this week on Newsmax. Tune in to Rob Schmidt tonight on Newsmax, now on all major cable systems. It's already the fourth largest cable news channel. If your cable company doesn't carry Newsmax, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax or you can switch. Or get Newsmax for free on your smart TVs, Roku, Zumo, Amazon Fire, Apple TV, or more. And don't forget to download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone and start watching now. So find out the latest on UFOs with Rob Schmidt and check out Newsmax tonight. It's real news for real people.
One lawmaker wants a small U.S. troop presence to remain in Afghanistan. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Senator James Inhofe is proposing that President Biden leave 1,000 U.S. troops in Afghanistan. The Oklahoma Republican recommending a small force be left there until spring of 2022. In an op-ed for the Wall Street Journal, Inhofe writing, the U.S. needs to maintain a counterterrorism force on the ground as the political and security environment evolves. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Senate on Monday approved the nomination of Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson to the Federal Appeals Court in the District of Columbia, confirming President Biden's first nominee to the U.S. appellate courts. Chief Justice John Roberts, Justices Clarence Thomas and Brett Kavanaugh served on the appellate court in the nation's capital before ascending to the high court. Jackson has served on the U.S. District Court in D.C. since 2013 and was vice chair of the U.S. Sentencing Commission. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Ivy League schools are considered to be the most prestigious of all colleges in the United States. Now, a defector from North Korea, Yeonmi Park on Fox News, says actions by her Ivy League school remind her of North Korea's oppressive ways.
Every day at Columbia, I was thinking, how is it possible? I couldn't believe that was actually happening to this country. You know, every single day I go to classroom and they tell me, you know, in order for us to create a safe place, we need to stop asking the truth. And that's what it was in North Korea, that they told us in order for us to be, you know, protected by the dear leader, we should be stopped questioning. And that was exactly at Columbia I had to go through. They do worse things, not just silence. As soon as I spoke out, they were saying, oh, you're just brainwashed from North Korea. And just seeing everybody, you know, doing that, I think they were not just silenced in order to feel and not being canceled. Everybody had to echo whatever they were saying. And I think for me to get a good GPA and graduate, I had to really shut up and, you know, echo whatever they said.
Last May, Elon Musk took to Twitter to reveal that he would be selling off his entire $100 million real estate portfolio, including Gene Wilder's home, to focus on his mission to Mars. Located south of San Francisco, the mansion Musk refers to as his special place sold Monday for $37.5 million. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.